Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast
number 66.
Welcome to Table Talk. Thank you very much for joining me today. And as you very well know on podcast, you can watch it or listen to it. But also we have material on Instagram, also Facebook and YouTube. And so pick us up any way you possibly can. I'm going to touch on something today in the next several episodes about trouble. I said, oh, praise God, I don't have any trouble. Well, you know what? You might have trouble and don't recognize it for what it is. The Bible does tell us, you know, in faith that we can defeat every single attack that the enemy sends our way. And so you can't say neglect trouble. You can't say, well, I don't have it. I'm fine. I got an issue or two. Well, what are the issues or two? It could be called trouble. But, you know, the Bible tells us, and we're going to see that he delivers us out of that place called trouble. We've started a new year, and I hope yours started well. But for my wife and I, a dear friend of ours, Brother Jesse Gibson, passed away, went to be with the Lord. Great man of God, pastor, teacher, revivalist. Oh man, he was so good, and passed away close to 85 years of age. But you wouldn't know it by looking at him. He was strong. He worked out all the time, sharp as a tack. I mean, he was good. But we went down there, drove down there to Springfield, Missouri, in our van. We got about a 2013 van, so it's roadworthy and it's used. And but it gets us from point A to point B. But we ran into some ice and we ran into some snow, and it took us so long to get anywhere because when the speed limit said 70, sometimes I was doing about 30. And the trouble is that some people don't know the difference. They were just trucks and SUVs, and some cars would go vroom, vroom, and somewhere down the road we saw the remnant of those cars that passed us. And so particularly all the way around St. Louis and then towards Springfield, there had to be between 30 and 40 cars and trucks off in the ditch. Some people that just weren't paying attention, didn't know how fast to go, or they were in a hurry, or that thing called, I gotta be there. Well, they didn't get too far down the road. But then we had the service there in Springfield, a wonderful memorial time on behalf of Brother Jess. And then on the way back, weather was a whole lot better. And it still took us a long time because we maybe left a little bit later than what we should have. But by the time we got home, it was well dark. And it was about 10:30 or 11 o'clock at night. And here our good friend had passed away. We had, while we were down there, news of a young parishioner that had passed away. And then not even 3 miles from our house, out of nowhere, out of the woods, a deer came and hit my car and hit the driver's side. And I thought, oh, man, I had better expectations than this on 2020. And so does trouble hit your life just like that deer hit my van? Oh, yeah, they hit. But there is a remedy. There is an answer to prayer. There is a God. He'll see you through those calamities of life, of living, of being part of the race. What race? What race are we in? The human race. As long as you're down here, there will be things coming your way. And the question is, what are you going to do with them? What are you going to do with them? And so you get angry, you can get mad at God, you can get mad at your spouse, get mad at your preacher. But that doesn't solve anything. It solves nothing. And so you got to do it the Bible way. Do it the Bible way. There's a little book in the Old Testament called Nahum, N-A-H-U-M, Nahum. chapter 1 and verse 7 that says, you know what? The Lord is good. Stop right there. The Lord's good. The Lord is good. In spite of what happens to me, in spite of what happened to us on that very first or second week in January of this year, the Lord is still good. The Lord is still good. The Lord is still the Lord. He has wonderfully made us. And thank God that we have someone we can go to when we have these kinds of crazy things happen to us. The Lord is good. He is a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows them that trust in Him. Wow. Did you get that? Did you get that? Let's do that again. The Lord is good. The Lord, He is good. He is a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows them that trust in Him. And so at the end of the day, what do you do? Well, yeah, you call up the insurance adjuster and you get a rental car and you take your van in and you just say, thank God nobody got hurt. You know, even that crazy deer. After I hit it, knocked it down, scooted about 10, 15 yards in front of me, I stopped, obviously, and the deer, that crazy deer, got up on its hooves and trotted off to where it wanted to go to begin with. Wow. The Lord is so good. Even through the little things and the big things in life, God is still God. He is still on the throne. We are still His children, and we can still pray to Abba Father. Thanks for being with me today on Table Talk on this podcast. God bless you.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.